This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, August 22, 2010. Communication. The passage is from Hebrews 1. In these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. When we are away from family and friends, it's good to keep in touch with them. Today, we can do that by phone, text message, email, Facebook, and even by the old method of sending postcards or letters. God's message comes to us in his Word, the Bible, and the Word of God has become flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. As believers today, we can now hear and receive and live by the Word of God, and we experience something of life God intended for us when he created the universe. In the Old Testament, God spoke through the prophets, but that communication was often limited to the situations of the people in those days. Prophets were spokespeople for God. Jesus is the Son of God. Prophets grasped part of the mind of God. Jesus is the mind of God. What more can be said than what God has spoken to us through his Son? There are many ways in which God continues to communicate to us through Jesus, by the power of his Spirit. Today, God's word is proclaimed all over the world. May people receive it for what it really is, good news that opens us to new life with God. Daily, we read scriptures, not simply for information, but to hear how God is directing and sustaining us through his Son. As we follow Jesus, we also learn to pray and work, spreading the good news of salvation to build up the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of your tone. Bring your word to reach into all our hearts, that we may live by the truth. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.